The State Climatology Center says so far this year, rainfall up north is more than 6 inches below average. Ray Dreger farms 400 acres of corn and soybeans in Colfax. He says that drought conditions year after year are drying up ponds and subsoils.
The real kicker is that we've not had enough moisture over winter or early spring to replenish the subsoil. And so we're strictly reliant upon what kind of surface rains we get during the growing season, and that's a very dangerous situation to be in.
Dreger says more irrigation systems are being installed and hardier hybrid plants are being used to weather drought better. But both those solutions have high startup costs. And as he says, when a farmer's crop goes bad, they have to rely on federal crop insurance to keep them going for another year.
The crop insurance proceeds are used then to purchase inputs and to put the crop in for another year, but there isn't anything left for profit. There's nothing left to improve the homestead or the farmstead or to purchase that new line of equipment.
But Dreger says not all is lost for this year's growing season. Corn is just beginning to pollinate in the northern areas of the state, and if a good rainfall comes in the next week and a half, the corn yields should be almost normal. Madeline Nordholm, Wisconsin Public Radio.